ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीम् वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्म निर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्मि अद्वयम् सदा। So in the last shloka, we saw Lakshmidhara entering into ajnanam. So ajnanam is something which is a very important concept in Vedanta. Of course, it is irrespective of whether it is Advaita Vedanta or other Vedanta, ajnanam is very important. So ajnanam is something which is, as Shankara says, when there is an objection in the 13th chapter of Gita, Shankara in his Bhashya says, ajnanam, for whom is ajnanam? Ajnanam is for whom? Ajnanam is experienced. Whoever experiences ajnanam, he has ajnanam. So ajnanam is anubhavam. It is just anubhava samshrayam, we can say. Ajnanam is something which is a matter of anubhavam, it cannot be proven. Ajnanam cannot be proven because it's kind of very simple as to why ajnanam cannot be proven. Ajnanam cannot be proven because there is only one entity that can be proven in this entire world, which is aham asmi sadha abhami kadachit naham apriyah. So that one entity of Brahman, which is aham, that alone can be proven. If anything else cannot be proven. So that's why Ramana Maharshi says, Jnana Varjita Ajnana Heenachit. Jnanam Asti Kim Jnatum Antaram. So the self is beyond Jnanam and Ajnanam. So both Jnanam and Ajnanam, both are at an empirical plane. Duality. So when we speak about ajnanam, immediately jnanam also is there. Ajnanam means what? Ajnanam. Lack of jnanam is ajnanam. So both go hand in hand. One is there, the other also has to be there. So Brahman alone exists. So matta paravaram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is nothing different from me here, O Arjuna. Manasai vedam aptavyam neha nana asti kinchana. There is no nanatvam. So then what about this nanatvam? Where from this nanatvam comes? So this nanatvam is mayeva udeti chit vyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. It is a gandharva nagaram. So it is not real. It is just a gandharva nagaram. It is a castle in space. It is not real. It just appears to be there. So even as dream world seems to be there when we experience it. It is, seems very real, but once a person wakes up, there is no dream world at all. He realizes that there was never a dream world. So, ajnanam is a very important concept because ajnanam is a one word answer to a sadhaka's question about his own sorrow. Of course, there are other ways of saying. A jnani might prefer saying to a sadhaka who approaches him for a question that, oh, what sorrow, like Ramana Maharshi used to say, what sorrow? There is only Brahman, so where can there be sorrow? So you are aham asmi sadha abhami kadachit naham apriyaha. You are ananda swarupam, then where can there be any sorrow? There is no sorrow at all. You are the self, therefore there is no sorrow. But the sadhaka experiences sorrow and the sorrow appears to be very real. Therefore, a word is introduced, compassionate masters use the word of ajnanam. Okay, temporarily there is something called ajnanam for you. What is ajnanam? Ajnanam doesn't really exist, but it seems to exist. So just for now, like, you understand that ajnanam is there. You have ajnanam. So that's why ajnanam, we don't say ajnanam is there. We say ajnanam is there for you. Ajnanam doesn't really exist, but for you, it's a subjective. Ajnanam is there for you. And like, as the sadhaka progresses, the spiritual master would say, if you think you don't know the self, so after explaining 15 shlokas of Advaita Magadanda, still I don't experience the Atman. I am not realized. If a person says, the spiritual master says, na prakashe aham ityuktir yat prakashe ka bandana swaprakasham tamatmanam aprakashah kadam sprishet. If you say that you don't experience the Atman, that statement itself is a bit wrong. Why is it wrong? It is wrong because you are not this, the body, the mind, the ego that you think you are. You are the self. The I inside you is the self. I have already proven that you are the self. You are not na deho nendriyam chaham na prano na mano na dihi mamata paryadabdhatvat akridatvat idam diyah. And if you say you are the ahankaram, sakshi sarvan vidapreyan aham naham kadachana parinama paricheda paridavai rupaplavat. So already it has been proven that you are neither of these. You are the self. So that is, there lies the problem. So that's why Shankara says, out of ignorance, when a person doesn't know who the real I is, then other things are superimposed. As the example of a post. So we see a post. We don't know that it is a post. So since we don't know it is a post, we superimpose things. We say that it is that, this is that, it is this, it is something else. It is A, it is B. It is a robber finds a policeman and he starts running. A lover sees his love. A policeman sees a thief and starts running towards it. So, and a believer sees a ghost in it. So all different kind of perceptions start from there. So this is what Shankara calls as abhyasam or superimposition. So agrahanam, anyata agrahanam. Agrahanam, when something is not grahanam, means apprehending. When something is not apprehended properly, then agrahanam, then it is not apprehended. So that is what is called ajnanam. So the self is not known, ajnanam. And then what happens? Anyata grahanam, something else is apprehended in place of the self. And that something else, which is the ego, says, I am suffering. I am. Why will the ego suffer? Parinama paricheda paridapai rupaplava. It is limited. So therefore it has to suffer. There is no other way than suffering for the ego. So it suffers. And therefore it seeks getting out of suffering. So then the spiritual master says, there is no way. So why all these statements of naprakashe aham ityukte, can't the master give something for the sadhaka? Isn't the master compassionate? The master is compassionate, therefore he is doing this. So that which doesn't exist cannot be removed. So when a person sees a ghost in the pool, the ghost cannot be removed. Maybe today the spiritual master or somebody who is passing by can say, okay, I'll bring a pujari and then do some puja so the ghost will go away. Yes, the ghost will go away today. Tomorrow again the ghost will be seen. As long as the ghost is not apprehended, ghost or something else will be seen. So today, yesterday it was, then today, like tomorrow, what will happen is, it will be a different ghost. The person will start saying, oh, yesterday's ghost didn't have a gun. This ghost has a gun. This ghost has a knife. Oh, this ghost is the serial killer. The Texas chainsaw murderer. So all those will start saying. So that therefore, the spiritual master says that, ajnanam cannot taint you, my dear son. Satma tattvamasi shvetaketo. Oh, shvetaketo, you are that Atman. So now that you are the Atman, that Ajnanam, Ajnanam doesn't taint you, Ajnanam doesn't affect you in any way. Ajnanam cannot touch you, Ajnanam is illumined by the Atman. So that which is illumined by the Atman cannot taint the Atman. So we cannot show lamp to the sun. Why? Because the sun is illumining us. Sun is illumining us, how can we show lamp to the sun? So it is like paying our own employer. Can we pay our own employer? We can't. Because he is employing us. He is paying us. Even if we pay, it will be as if giving back. It is nothing. It will negate it. We are not doing anything effective. So the same way, Ajnanam cannot taint the Atman because the Atman illumines Ajnanam. But still, so in that case, so the immediate question is, in that case, but I still do experience it. So what do you say about it? So, Lakshmi Dada says, okay, I agree that Ajnanam cannot taint the Atman, but still, Ajnanam seems to exist. So, Tata Pyabhati Kopyesha Vichara Abhava Jeevanah Avashyayaschida Akashi Vichara Kodhayavadihi. So, Tatapi means even though. So even though Ajnanam cannot taint the Atman, but still Ajnanam does exist. Abhati, it still shines. It still is present. So why, how? For Ajnanam. So Nochu used to say, for the only thing is Sadhaka should ask. All these questions of where, how, why, when, and all those cannot be answered. All those are based on time, space, and the causation. So those cannot be answered because there is no time, there is no space, there is no causation. All those come from the Atman, Desha, Kala, Vishaya, Ativartiyata. That which is beyond these three, like there is no point of asking or seeing with respect to these three. Then how can we know the Atman? What question to be asked? Who am I? Who am I? Koham, that is the question that is to be asked. So koham, how can I know koham? That is fine. When to know koham, where to find out the answer to koham, all those are fine. Anything with respect to who am I, that is the question. That, or anything with respect to who am I, those are the questions to be asked. Any other question is of no use, it will only confuse a seeker more. So, tatapi abhati. So, still, the ajnanam still seems to exist. So, kopi. So, kopi, with the word kopi, he says that tatapi abhati, it still exists. Kopi. Kopi means somehow, something. So, that means it's not real. We cannot prove its existence, but still, it seems to be there. So, does this mean Lakshmi Dara sees it? No, Lakshmi Dara doesn't see it. Even though Lakshmi Dara may see it, it doesn't matter whether one sees or not. It matters as to whether a person thinks it is real. So, we have to remember that in Vedanta, there is only Brahman. So, Ajnanam also doesn't exist. So, we may see something in front of us, ghost. Ghost doesn't exist. So, it doesn't matter whether we see ghost in front of us. Maybe we may see ghost in front of us. How? Some camera trick. Somebody plays a prank on us. So therefore we see a ghost in front of us. So we may see. So we can't avoid that. So it's not about seeing something. It's about considering it as real. So we do see water in desert. So many times we see water in desert. We don't get affected by it. Because we know that it is water. That the water doesn't exist. So it is not perception that causes problem, it is our notion of that perception being real that causes problem. Ato asya sarvasya bandhakrat manasam jagat. So that's why Vidyaranya says, it is a mental creation that causes problem. Our mental perception. So mental perception means, we say like, how does a mental perception get created? We see something and immediately we say it is real. That is mental perception. Whereas, for a jnani, A jnani will see everything as we see. Amma does see everything that we see. Paramartha sees everything that we see. Nuchur sees everything that we see. Balakrishna Nair sees and does everything that we are doing. But the difference is, internally they know that all these are just illusions. All these are just play. It is lokavattu tad leela kaivalyam. It is just a divine play of Ishvara. This knowledge that whatever they are perceiving is not real, that is what is important. So it's not about perception. So that's why it is not about doing action or not doing action. It is not about perceiving or not perceiving. It's not about hearing or not hearing. It is whether in the mind we know that whatever we are hearing, whatever we are seeing, whatever we are doing is not real. What is real is only one Brahman. So that is what is called as proper vicharam. So avash tatapyabhati kopi. So esha. So esha. Esha, esha here means this aprakasham, this ajnanam. So even though the ajnanam cannot taint the Atman, but still ajnanam seems to exist. Seems to taint the Atman. So that is what is called adhyasam. That is what is called maya. It cannot be explained. So even though it doesn't really exist, but still it seems to affect the Atman. It seems to taint the Atman, thereby making us feel or say that I am ignorant. So it doesn't really exist, but still we have the feeling, we have the thought that it exists. So it is there. And what is the reason for this? Vichara abhava jivanaha. So for people who had vichara abhavam, who haven't done vicharam. So vicharam means trying to understand as to who am I. So this who am I analysis, it's not as simple as just asking who am I. So many people think that whenever she speaks about who am I, it is just that who am I, that's it. Who am I includes a lot. Who am I? If we have to do who am I, if we read Ramana Maharshi's self-inquiry, we can find who am I is not as simple. Who am I already has what? Who I am not. So who am I? First we are something I. We can't ask the question who am I, why? Because we are already a some I. So when we start asking who am I, first we negate whatever we think we are. Vigrahendriya pranaditama naham eka sattat jadam hi asat. So removing jadam first and then asserting ourselves to be chit, sat, atman. That is what is required. So this who am I vicharam automatically has who I am not, so negate this I or wrong eyes, and then what will remain behind is the true I, the real I. So vicharam, abhavam, some people don't have this vicharam. So since they don't have this vicharam, ameham idam mame idam iti naisargikoyam lokavyavaharaha. So it is a kind of a natural experience. Lokavyavaharam, it is a kind of a empirical usage. Naisargikam, it is natural. So naturally we use I am. Like when somebody asks who are you, immediately we will say I am so and so, I do this. Immediately we will have all those answers very ready. And like, do you want to come and eat? Yeah, but I don't like this. Immediately likes and dislikes also will come in. This doesn't mean we should not have likes and dislikes, but as long as internally we remember who we are, it is fine. But this is what generally happens. Immediately we create notions, we create impressions, and therefore we get affected by it. So these likes and dislikes are caused out of this dual notion, thinking that I am different from the other person. Pumso ayuktasya nanartho brahmaha. So guna dosha adibhak. So, ayukta manas, an uncultured mind, a mind which hasn't done vicharam, vichara bhavam, wherever vicharam is not there, such a mind will think objects or differentiate, create differentiation. Nanartham, there will be a Brahma, there will be an illusion of Nanartham, multitude, Nanartham, so many objects. So with that many objects, what is the problem of many objects? If there are many objects, automatically Guna Dosham will come. Guna Dosham means likes and dislikes, Ragadvesham. So we see one, we like one, we dislike one. So that means we see gunam in some, dosham in some. Whatever we see gunam in, like we like it. Whatever we see dosham in, we dislike it. And as a result of this like and dislike, guna dosham, we get into ragadvesham. Ragadvesham will become kama krodham. And thereby we will be suffering. And this also will lead to many, many births depending on a person's nature or vasana, yatha karma yatha shrutam. So if we like something or we have ragadvesham, kama krodham, we will try to obtain our ragam and abstain from dvesham through action. So as Vidyaranya says, kurvate karma bhogaya karma kartum cha bhunjate. So we will be doing actions for the sake of enjoyment and to avert sorrow, and we'll enjoy or suffer in order to do more actions. So this chain goes on. Nadhyam kida viva avartas avartantaram ashuti. So even as various kidas, various worms in river, they get birth again and again and again. So that's why Amma says, krimiyai puluvai ilayunna jandukkalai. So thereby like we progress from worms and we have achieved or attained this human birth, but due to lack of vicharam we think we are so and so. So ajnanam seems to be there, ajnanam seems to affect us. Affect us means ajnanam seems to make us feel as if I am something else than the Atman. So even at that time the Atman is still a witness, we should remember. So it is the ego rises up. So there are two different entities. So one is the ego, one is the self. So even as in a movie, there is an actor and there is a singer. So the actor and singer are not one. They are always different. Even when the actor is as if like emoting, the singer is not emoting. When the singer is singing, the actor is not singing. Those two are always different, but still creates an impression as if both are one and the same. So in the same way, when one is there, the other will not be there. When the singer is singing, we see the singer singing, there is no actor. When the actor is there, singer is not seen. So that means, when one is there, the other is not there. Absence of one leads to the presence of the other. So when the Atman is not known, vichara bhavam, and there is no proper vicharam, then we see or experience the ego which poses as the self. At the same time the self is ever there. But since we identify ourselves with the ego, therefore we end up in suffering. So what happens there is that we end up with the problems of life. So we have n number of problems and all those problems lead to punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So we will go to temples, we will go to many other places, we will go to Mahatmas seeking seeking some solution to our problems, and again this another problem will come. So this continues, this goes on and on. So anyway, so how is this? So this is like avashyaya chidakashi. So it is like mist covering the sun. So the mist, when we have mist, we can't see objects in front of us. In the same way, we can't see sun, or we can say just mist covering objects in front. So, or clouds covering the sun. So, clouds don't really cover the sun. So, clouds don't cover, clouds don't veil the sun at all, but still, it seems as if the clouds veil the sun. So in the same way, here also, ajnanam seems to veil the Atman, and therefore all problems start. So it is an ignorant person gets this kind of feeling. a person who has knowledge will immediately try to analyze, try to inquire, vicharam. Oh, I see that I am suffering. Who am I? Why should I suffer? So he will also look around and say, oh, these jnanis, these mahatmas are not suffering. If they are not suffering, then who am I suffering? If they don't suffer, I also should not suffer. But still I am suffering. So what is? There is something is wrong. Something is missing. And they will try to analyze and they will try to find out. And they will find out that they are not the suffering ego or the body or the mind or the jnanam. But they are the self. And that is vichara arka udhayavadihi. So avadi, until vichara arka udhayam, the sun of vicharam rises. So until the sun of vicharam rises, so with this example we can say mist covers the road. So how long will mist be there? So mist will generally be there early morning, so or late night, because sun is not there. Once the sun comes, mist has to vanish. So in the same way, this ajnanam seems to be there because of vichara bhavam, because of lack of vichara. Once the vichara, the sun of vichara rises, then all this will immediately stop. Then a sadhaka will realize that there is no ajnanam, there was no ajnanam, there will be no ajnanam, because whatever really exists is one self alone. Self and the self alone exists, nothing apart from the self exists. So here Lakshmidhara is directly pointing on to the importance of vicharam, or trying to find out who we really are. So vicharam, what is, how can we do vicharam? Vicharam is whatever has been explained till 15th shloka. Vicharam is whatever has been given very clearly until the 11th shloka. So until the 11th shloka, 11th or the 12th shloka, vicharam is very clear. Lakshmidhara negates everything from the body, the mind, everything, and finally says that I am the Sakshi, changeless Sakshi. So that cannot be tainted, that will never be tainted, is what he says here. So it is very easy to get vicharam because we already know all the 15 shlokas. And if we don't know the 15 shlokas, still fine. A little bit of analysis is enough, as Balakrishna Nahan always says. Even a child can understand. If we talk to a child, the child will understand very easily. But old people will not understand. Why? Because we have created a lot of illusions. So everything, we have built a castle in sand or castle in space, and we are afraid we cannot get rid of the castle because there is a lot at stake. We are so attached to it, so we, even though we may know that we can or we have to get rid of it, we cannot because we don't want to. There is a lot at stake. So vasanas, more vasanas have taken the place, or vasanas are the rulers, therefore we cannot come out of it. But it is very easy to do vicharam, just remembering that we are the one self. I am the self which alone exists. Whatever else is there is just an illusion. It is like mist. It is like clouds clouding the sun. So I am the self. The moment a sadhaka says I am the self, all these will pave away. All these will move away and then reveal the sun. And when the sun is revealed, everything becomes bright. So during night, everything is slow, everything is calm, everything is without any energy. But once the sun comes up, energy, sun brings with it energy. The sun of the self will bring with it the energy of life, the energy of happiness, which is what we really need. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to develop this vicharam, and therefore get rid of this seemingly existent ajnanam, which cannot, which has never tainted the Atman, but still causes problem for us. We'll continue later. I'm sure.